This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. There will be no new Dallas Home Rule School charter on November's ballot, as supporters wished. That outcome became clear soon after the Home Rule Commission met last night for only the second time. The organization that pushed the effort to change the way Dallas schools could be run and governed, Support Our Public Schools, wanted the election this November. That's because for a new charter to pass, voters would not only have to okay it, but the state law says turnout would need to be at least 25%, and that kind of turnout could happen this fall because it's a big election. But early in last night's meeting, commission members like Jeff Veazey discussed schedules well past the mid-August deadline required for a November vote.
I just wanted to propose that September and October be the fact-finding community meeting months, and however meetings we want to set up from there, we could go from there.
Other commission members discussed holding community meetings over 3 months or more. Many, including former DISD Administrator Shirley Eisen Newsom, said the process done right takes time.
You have to hear from the whole public. This is a public institution. This institution belongs to the public, so you have to hear from the public.
Commission member and teacher Ron Oliver says there's no way members could dash out a new charter by the middle of this month.
I don't see how we could possibly see all the communities, or the districts in the community by then. I think it's going to take at least 2 or 3 months just to go out and talk to everyone. So I think it would be reckless to try to put something together in a few weeks or a month.
Commission member Lou Blackburn Jr. said there's really only one way for a charter to be ready by the fall election.
Now, if we just want to rubber stamp something and to say that the 15 commissioners were selected just to push this through and not to do anything, then that would make sense. But that's not why we're here.
Home Rule Commission member Edwin Flautas, perhaps the only member who wants a Home Rule charter on the fall ballot, was disappointed. He said, with kids' education at stake, we really can't wait to improve schools. But he respects his colleagues and the process.
It appears that there's broad consensus among the commission members that there's a schedule that ends sometime March, April, May. Is that what I would have preferred? No. But it's a group of 15. It's a committee.
And on balance, Flores said, commissioners have to deliberate before agreeing on a new charter, so that it gains public support. Trustee Mike Morath, who appointed Flautas and backs the Home Rule effort, isn't surprised the item won't be ready for November, but expects some voters will be upset.
You have a large number of people in Dallas that want to see change. They want to see the kind of governance reform that can be enacted with Home Rule. So I'm sure those folks are going to be disappointed. Whether they express themselves at a May election to their elected official is going to be another question entirely.
The Home Rule Commission still needs to finalize its own meeting schedule, plan community gatherings around Dallas, and also approve a budget. Its next meeting is in 2 weeks. Past the date, Home Rule supporters wanted a new charter written. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.